Today, we're going to do a three-hole oil change on a 1988 Evo Springer Softail. This is the first year of the Springer Softail in the Evolution motor, and we're going to do a three-hole oil change on this bike because it probably hasn't been done in years. The bike's been parked for about 5 years. I've done a couple of videos where I put a battery in it, got it running, changed carburetor, that kind of stuff, and now we're going to get the fluids changed. It needs some other work. We're not going to be riding it today. But we're going to show you how to do the oil change while we're doing it, because it needs done, probably bad. Hi, I'm Mike, and this is my channel, Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and Harley-Davidson news. And today, we're doing this oil change. So let's get into it. All right, the first thing we need to do for a three-hole oil change on this Evo is start it and let it run and warm up. Get the engine oil warm. If you guys did not watch the first video I did on this bike, I fixed a sumping issue. If you don't know what sumping is, let's talk about that real quick, because that's pretty common with these Evos that if you have, and there's a pretty easy fix actually. So if you have a sumping problem, I'm gonna show you how to fix it real quick before we get started. And that'll also help you understand why it's important to start it and let the oil circulate and get it all back up into the oil tank and not setting in the bottom of the engine if your Evo is a sumping motor that is got this problem. All right, so what happens is this is an oil line. And there is a valve right here underneath my finger where this cap is down here. You take this out. I call it a valve. It's actually a check ball. And what it is a spring pushing down on a ball. And it's supposed to keep the oil from leaking down through the oil pump and into the bottom of the case. That's not where the oil is supposed to sit. It's supposed to sit up here in the oil tank. But when that spring fails, oil seeps down, you get a bunch of oil in the bottom of the motor, and when you crank the motor, the crank spinning in there slings oil around and it ends up sumping, and in this case, it feeds through a hose into the air cleaner, comes out the bottom of the air cleaner and drips down the motor. Now, I have the hose off. It's actually right here right now because I wanted to make sure I didn't put it back on until I was done with this and the sumping problem was resolved, but I got the bike running today, and we didn't get a whole bunch of oil last time I filled that pan up. So the sumping issue seems to be fixed on this particular bike. We're gonna go ahead and start the bike, let it warm up. Potato, 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 potato. All right, once the bike is warmed up, go ahead and turn it off. I'm gonna show you how to drain the oil. Right back here on the back of the oil tank on this corner, you'll see a hose. Follow this down, and we should find where this hose, if I can get the angle right, goes into a plug on the frame. So essentially, there is a plug or a stud coming off the frame, and you just put this hose over that, tighten it down with the hose clamp, and that keeps the oil from draining out. So to drain it, all we do is take the hose clamp off, pull that hose. All right, while that oil's draining, let's talk about what we're going to use. I got a K&N 170 oil filter. That's the right filter for this Evo. 3 quarts of mineral-based oil. I'm using Bel-Ray. I'm using a 20W50. The only other thing I would consider is maybe a 20W60 if the bike had a lot of miles on, high mileage or something, a little thicker oil. It's not like I'm going to ride this thing in the winter anyway. And then I've got Formula Plus for the primary and gear oil for the transmission. All right, guys, I took the muffler off so you can see this drain. This is actually very well hidden. Could you technically get on it? Yes, I have a wrench in here that fits behind this muffler support and stuff, but this is basically a Allen down here. It's a 3/16. It's right here between the two mounting bolts. This is your drain plug for your transmission on this Evo. Taking the muffler off was just 3 bolts. It wasn't the end of the world. Would I do it all the time? Probably not. But I did it for you guys because I love y'all. Now, a way to get leverage on these is take a box wrench and put with the angle towards you, like up the Allen wrench, put it up like that. And so now I'm pulling down on the box wrench. I'm gonna put a hand up here to help keep it straight, but that gives me a lot more grip to break that loose. A little tight, wasn't it? Now, see if I can turn it by hand up here. Not yet. But again, I can use that wrench. So now we'll pull our drain pan out here where it'll catch the fluid. I've got this loose enough that it'll turn by hand. And I haven't done one of these in a long time, but as I recall, this is another magnetic drain plug. So there should be a little magnet on the back of this to show debris. And sure enough, there's some debris on there. We'll go see how bad this is on a paper towel. Now, it doesn't feel real hard. There's one or two pieces of grit in there. Touching it doesn't feel terrible. All right, we're going to move over to the primary. Now, the drain plug is back here. But before I drain a primary, I always get the inspection cover screws loose. Make sure I don't strip any screws or break any or anything that's going to cause me to have headaches. Because if I can't get this off, I can't put fluid back in. So I don't want to drain the fluid till I know I can get this off. If I round the head out and I have to order a bolt and do an easy out and all that stuff, I might want to ride the bike till I have all the tools or parts I need to do that. So take this loose before you drain it is my suggestion. I can actually get this one pretty easy. So I'm actually going to use a hex socket, 3/16 and a ratchet and take this loose. And again, it is magnetic, and we have some debris on the end of it. So let's go check it out. Usually the material I find on the primary side is organic from the clutch, and it's soft. I don't feel any hard pieces in any of this. So I think we're nice and clean there. Now we're going to put all these drain plugs back in and go ahead and pull the oil filter. Remember, this is 7 foot-pounds of torque on this side, so you're not going to get carried away there. I think it had more than 7 foot-pounds on it. I'm just going to hand tighten it with the short arm where I don't have a lot of leverage and call it good. Now I think this side calls for 10 foot-pounds. But again, that's not much, so I'm going to just tighten it up by hand and call it good. I got to get this angle right for the plug. There we go. Don't want to over-tighten it, so I'm actually going to use the Allen key to tighten it up so I don't put too much pressure on it. Don't have a lot of leverage like I would with a ratchet. I think we're good. Now, the owner's manual from Harley-Davidson's website for the 1988 Softail Springer says 1.5 quarts for the primary for capacity. But as far as the procedure for filling it, they said fill it to the bottom of the clutch. So everybody else online says it's 1 quart. So we're going to start with a quart and see what it looks like. That's what she looks like after draining it. And that should be what we're filling to the bottom of, as I understand it. We'll see what a quart gets us to. So we're still quite a bit below this level. So I'm going to put a little more fluid in it and see if we end up being about that quart and a half that the manual calls for. All right, so we're much closer to the top of the inspection cover at just under a quart and a half. I think I'm going to call that good. Now, the capacities I'm using may not be the same thing for your Evo. This Evo has a different primary than later model Evos. You saw the drain plug back here was different than like on the twin cams and some of the other models and stuff. I think my 94 Evo, it's on the bottom down here as well. So don't take the capacities I'm using and assume that they're correct for your motorcycle. Make sure you're getting the right capacity for your particular motorcycle. I'm just showing you the process. All right, I got these started, but I haven't tightened them up yet. One thing to remember, just run them up till they're snug, and then you'll tighten them up to spec in a star pattern, which means like, you know, here, here, here. On the 5-bolt systems, you do like here, 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 here. These are only three bolts. So anyway, I could not find the torque spec in the owner's manual for this. If it was in there, I missed it. So I'm going to, again, hand tighten them. There's a gasket behind here. I should not need to torque the crap out of them. So once I get it up and snug, I'll snug each one up by hand and call it a day. I know on like the modern softails, these are like 100 inch pounds, which is less than 10 foot pounds. So kind of like the transmission bolt, it's probably around 7 foot pounds, 8 foot pounds, something like that. Now guys, if you don't have a big, huge drain pan and you got to move it around, you might want to put this cable or this hose back over this plug and tighten the hose clamp back up before you move your drain pan to do the other holes and stuff. Otherwise, it may be dripping out here on whatever surface, lift, floor, whatever you're doing this on. So I like to put it back on the plug and tighten it back all up once I'm done draining the oil. Once I'm done draining the oil, tighten it all up so it's not leaking anywhere or doing anything else while I'm working on the other drain holes. I always check, make sure this housing is all metal and no rubber seal stuck to it. I always open my filter up, peel the plastic off of it, put it back in the box upside down so that the box kind of holds it while I fill it. I like to use these K&N filters just because they have a nut on the end, which also is why they won't sit flat. And I take a little dab of oil and put around that ring. That helps it seal good. Said numerous times, hand tight. Maybe a quarter of a turn after it gets tight. Half turn, but that's it. I'm not even going to put a wrench on it. These little nuts on the end of them is why I like these K&Ns, because then I can use a socket to get them off when they're difficult. All right, now this calls for 3 quarts. I'm going to put like 2, 2.5 in it. Start it, let it run, let it drain all the way down, check it, top it off based on the dipstick. Not just throw 3 quarts in it. Just trust me, because sometimes you don't get it all out. If there, especially if the motor does sump, you might have some down that sumping. It's much better to get it right and not overfill it. Overfilling them is hard on the seals. Too much pressure in there. Transmission dipstick is a 3/8 Allen. Pop that loose. That is where we fill the transmission. So we'll run that out and we'll put about 1/2 quart to 3/3 quart in it and check it with the dipstick. The manual for this particular model says 16 ounces, and I think that is wrong. I think everything I've ever seen is at least 20 ounces. My Dyna is 24. Other people doing oil change videos say 20 to 24 on this year. So we're going to do 16 and then check it with the dipstick. All right, well, I'm letting all that oil settle. I'm going to go ahead and put this exhaust back together. All right, guys, believe it or not, dipstick says the transmission is between add and full with just 1/2 quart, which is 16 ounces, which is what the manual says. So maybe it's right. I'm going to go ahead and start the motor, let it run, then let it set, and check all these dipsticks again, top them off to whatever the dipstick says, and call it a day. If you guys find this video useful, I'd really appreciate it if you leave me a comment, say thanks, give it a big thumbs up. It helps the video grow. Maybe it can help more people. And as always, if you like my channel and you like this kind of content, please consider subscribing. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.